sometimes take me 4 or 5 minutes to tell the situation, so you know what I mean. So instead of telling a different situation for everything that I want to ask you about, I made up a funny little story, and I'll tell you the story, and then we have that for kind of a peg to hang things on when I ask you what you'd say later.
Mm-hmm.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
So this is a funny story. It never could happen to anybody. So I named the man that's in the story. I named him Never Was, Mr. Never Was, because there never could be anybody like this. we start with Mr. Never Was in the evening when it's just about bedtime for him. Mr. Never Was kind of hungry, and so he drinks a glass of buttermilk. And then he goes to bed, and the buttermilk doesn't quite agree with him, so he dreams all night. And then in the morning he wakes up, and he stays there a minute stretching and rubbing his eyes, and then he gets up. Then he goes downstairs and begins to eat his breakfast. But he doesn't finish his breakfast, he just begins to eat it. He doesn't finish it because he gets a call on the phone and he gets called away in a hurry. And he needs a necktie to go out with, and the only necktie around there is his son's. But his son is away, so he can't ask his son, he just takes it without asking anybody. And on the way to town, he sees a tornado over in the distance, but he doesn't worry about it because it's going off the other way, and he knows it won't come and hit him. Then in town, he meets a friend, and the friend offers him a candy bar, but even though he doesn't like candy bars, he wants to be polite, and he eats it anyway. The friend is quite a joker, and he always likes to talk to this man because the man always cracks a lot of jokes. Well, all of a sudden he hears a train whistle, and he realizes he's supposed to meet his grandmother down at the depot, so he doesn't want to leave her waiting, so he runs all the way to the depot. Well, next time we look in on him, he's walking home, and on the way home he meets a bear. And the bear speaks to him and challenges him to a fight. So he fights the bear for a while, and this bear is a good clean fighter, so neither of them get too dirty, but they do sweat a lot because it's a hot day, and they fight pretty hard. Well, after they have a good fight, they both sit down and just sit there and cool off and talk a while. Then, after they've cooled off a little bit, they're so hungry now that they want something to eat, so they climb up an apple tree and get some apples. Then the man gets back in his Cadillac and starts on home. But on the way home, he comes to a place in the road where he has to make a detour because the state had come in there and used their jackhammers, and they're tearing up the road. So he takes the long way around, and he finally gets home. After he gets home, the apples that they ate were kind of green, and they started acting up on him, and he gets a very bad bellyache, and he has to go to bed. That's the end of my story.
Uh-huh.
It's not much of a story, but it's something that we can use.